Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Nicoletti from the 73rd Venice International Film Festival. I'm in company of Amat Escalante, who's here in competition with this, The Untamed, La Región Salvaje. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So I would like to ask you, first of all, if you could describe the plot of the film for our audience.
Well, La Región Salvaje is about a family, a man, a woman, and two children. The man is not being truthful with himself and with his wife, and there's an element in the film that comes from away from the family into them, and alters their situation and discovers their true selves. No? The family then is disintegrated and has to come together again, which is something that I have somehow done before in my other films. Also, the breaking of a family that then has to see how they will come back together and forward again.
I read that the inspiration from the film was from an article on a newspaper.
Yeah, the seed of the film probably comes from a few news and also just looking at life around where I live, you know, in Mexico. Initially, it was an article about a male nurse that was found drowned in a river, and the headline of the newspaper described him as with a derogatory term for homosexuals, no? And this was very surprising and upsetting in a way. And from there, I tried to make a story out of it. I somehow wasn't able to find answers, so I went to look for answers away from reality in the film. That's why it then goes into another reality.
Is sex then and still a taboo where you live in that part of Mexico? Was this a way to analyze this moment in Mexican culture, and not only, unfortunately?
Yes, for sure. Especially, I don't live in Mexico City, which is a bit more liberal and modern, let's say. I live in another town 5 hours away, a smaller city in another state, and it's the most religious state of Mexico, Guanajuato. And yes, this is something that is still a big problem in Mexico. There's many women that are murdered, and they're found all over the country. There's a lot of violence towards people of diverse sexual preferences. So this is something that I felt that was an injustice, and I wanted to explore it. I'm a cinephile. I like genre films. I like horror films. So I decided to also mix this social element, social anxiety that I had, and express it through this science fiction film.
When did you decide that you needed to create something like such as this creature to better explore this, better expose what you were wanting to tell?
Okay. It was, I think, that arrived into the story when somehow I wasn't able to find the answers in reality. I reached a dead end somehow of reason, you know. Reality loses its meaning and reason when such things happen that you cannot explain. So, for me, so that's how it came, I think, and somehow it made sense to resolve this and to question it with something that is not even possible to be real somehow. You know.
We're already talking a lot about this film, and it's only press that watched it, and tonight we're going to wait for the premiere screening. But I was wondering, what do you expect from the audience to get from your film, and could you tell that it could generate this much talking and discussion?
I'm always hoping for the films that I make to connect with the audience, and that's the many of the reason that I make a movie is to connect and to show an audience, and for an audience to find something interesting. And the main thing is that I am being honest directly with the audience. I'm not talking about things that I'm trying to sell or to give a sermon or something like that. It's all very much from inside, really. So in that way, if it's attacked, it's okay, because it's what it is. You know, in many ways, it's my inside there exposed in the movie, so whenever if it causes a shock or uncomfortableness, I hope it's for the best, and I hope that people like it and that keep thinking about it after they see the movie, which is important.
Thank you, Amat Escalante, for your experience on The Untamed with us. Good luck for the film as it is competition.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.